Starting things off there with, of course, the Shiner Hobos, the Shiner Hobo Band out of Shiner, and one called From Tabor to Us, Polka. And with that, we say Vitam Vas and welcome to the Polka Show. Thanks for stopping by. My name is Dennis Swatek, going to be here as usual, and hopefully going to give you an hour or so. I think a little bit longer this time, hopefully a little bit longer than an hour of some great polka and waltz music from Texas and around the world. And so, sit back, kick your feet up, turn your computer up, and hope you enjoy the music. I'm recording this about 5 days before Thanksgiving. So, to all you out there, if you hear this before Thanksgiving, hope you have a very nice Thanksgiving. Hopefully you get to spend it with your loved ones. If not, I hope you're in a good place. And if you're hearing this after Thanksgiving, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and we're getting into the holiday season now. And I don't know, I'm just kind of rambling here. It's late on a Friday night. I've been sick for the past 2 weeks. It's about the first day I finally felt decent. So I thought I would go ahead and put another show together real quick before I went to bed. And so we're here we are. And we are going to kick off our next set, unfortunately, with some more bad news. It's getting kind of sad. Of course, I guess it was last month. I can't even remember, the shows all kind of blend together, but recently we did a tribute to Ray Krennic, who passed away on September 15th, one of the greats, you know, legends in Texas Czech polka music, one of the longtime band leaders, not one of the originators or kind of founding fathers of Czech polka music, but definitely been there for 40 plus years. And unfortunately, a month to the day after we lost Ray Krennic, Gil Bacha from Fayetteville passed away. And that is a huge loss. Gil had one of the really great bands in Texas polka music. For many, many years ran the jam sessions down there in Fayetteville at the Gilbacha Confectionery, which were a staple on a Saturday night to go down there. And if you were a musician, you would just head over there and sit down and play and have a good time. And then not long after Gil passed away, Faustin Lankowski, who was a member of Brian Marshall's band and also Harry Zarnick's group out of Houston, a phenomenal woodwind player. Faustin passed away. He had been sick for a long time with cancer. Heavy smoker, that's just kind of one of those things that you know is coming. But unfortunately, Faustin passed away, and then I just got an email from Roy Hogg, or actually saw it on the Texas Polka News website a couple weeks ago, that Urban Knepper from the Jubilee Polka Band out of New Braunfels had passed away. So a lot of musicians passed away in the past couple of months, and, you know, as a band member, you play these dances, and you notice, I mean, I've been playing... hell, for 30 plus years, but you know, with the Dance Hall Boys and the Czech Melody Masters pretty much straight for the past 15 or so, close to that. And you know, of course, you definitely see the crowds dwindling down. I mean, a lot of people talk about that, that's not a big secret, but you don't think about, you know, the band members getting older too. I mean, with the Vrazels retiring, because those guys are up in their 70s and 80s, and a lot of these great bands have been around forever. You know, those musicians are putting on years too, and it's sad to think that those bands are going to be gone. And a lot of them unfortunately are, and a lot of them are losing members. So anyway, I've kind of rambled a little bit here, but we're going to feature a tribute to these great men, and we're going to start things off with some music featuring Faustin Lankowski, and start things off with Harry Zarnick and his Dutchman out of Houston doing one called The Farmer's Wedding Landler.
Because
Little music there from Gil Baccia and one called the Bluebonnet Polka, one of my favorites. That's a really cool instrumental piece. I think that's definitely got to be an original because I've never heard anybody else play that piece. It's kind of a, I don't know, always kind of reminded me of kind of a Buck Owens slash Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass kind of sound to it. But anyway, we're going to recap what we heard in our first segment here. Like I said, we started things off with Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman out of Houston doing the Farmer's Wedding Landler. And right after that, we had a couple of songs from Brian Marshall, the Skoka Polka, and right after that, Faustin's Waltz. And like I said, those three songs featuring the clarinet and saxophone work of Faustin Lankowski. Right after that, we had a couple from the Jubilee Polka Band paying tribute to Urban Nepper, who was the leader of that band, Little Medley, Ayasam, and Happy-Go-Lucky. And then right after that, the Huntsman's Waltz, and those were both recorded down in New Braunfels at the yearly New Braunfels Polka Leaders Festival they used to have down there in February. And then we wrapped it up with one of the all-time greats, Gil Baccia and his orchestra out of Fayetteville, the Nemalem, or the Grinders Polka. And then we had the Foundling Waltz featuring Ray Baccia on Hammer Dulcimer. And like I said, we wrapped that up with the Bluebonnet Polka. So our hats are off to those three gentlemen. Hopefully they're all in peace now, and we will remember them through their music. So we're through our first set, and we're going to continue on to the second half of the show and just kind of feature a little mishmash of everything, some Texas music, some Nebraska music, a little bit of Wisconsin, Minnesota music, a little bit of everything here. So hope you enjoy. We're going to start things off with Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins and one called the Ping Pong.
Malý ptáček chytit se nedá.